now, once again, it's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Hi, boys and girls. It's time for your Uncle Dak to tell you another gross hospital story.
Woohoo! Yay, Uncle Dak!
I may have mentioned it to a few of our listeners, but because there's a couple of newbies on the line, I'll say it again. I spent 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
Five whole years.
5 whole years working at a hospital, and in that time I saw many gross and disgusting things. Well, this week I'm going to tell you about somebody who truly deserved to have something gross and disgusting happen to him. We have this guy come in, and he has had the hell beaten out of him. No idea what the hell, what really caused it. He wouldn't say. He was very quiet about it. The police came in. They tried to investigate it. He didn't really want to say. And in Canada, we don't really have a law that basically says you have to tell that somebody beat you within an inch of your disgusting, slimy life. So he basically was released, and he was let go. About 2 weeks later, he comes back. This time, he's a little bit worse, if you can imagine that. Now, the first time, he had a cracked orbit of his eye, a fractured nose, and he had cuts over his entire body. Now, we were curious about these cuts until we found
out
how they came. Apparently, he was not only beaten the hell out of, but he was taken out into the woods and tied to a tree by barbed wire and left there. Somebody came along, found him. The cops then came along and found him, cut him free, and brought him into us. He didn't want to mention this. Now, like I said, the second time he comes in, he's worse. Besides the bruises and the bashing and the beatings that he'd received the last time, there's a whole new set of Technicolor bruises all over this guy's body, and he's complaining deeply.
I'm glad you told me that he deserves this at the beginning of the story.
Now, it basically, he comes in, and he's all covered in, like, besides more bruises, he's complaining about massive pains in his lower abdomen. Mm-hmm. Now, we're trying to figure out what's wrong. We want to check to see if he has blood in his urine. Well, he can't urinate. Mm-hmm. So we place a catheter inside, and we get a little blood and a little urine, but not as much as we should. And it's in there for a long time, and we're not really getting anything. And he's starting to basically now go into shock. Well, it turns out they beat him so hard, they burst his bladder. Inside his body.
Oh, that's not good.
This hurts.
I'd like you to try to imagine. Now, your bladder is a flexible, stretchable bag inside your body.
Pretend no more, Uncle Daddy.
I don't want to pretend no more, Uncle Daddy.
And they beat this guy so hard that without tearing the tissue that surrounds it, his bladder burst. Thank you. I can't imagine. I mean, I've beaten guys severely. I've taken a bat to one guy on one occasion. I can't imagine the work it takes to do this. I really can't. So finally, he basically is, like, kept in hospital for a couple of weeks, and he's desperate to try to get out of hospital. Finally,
why?
We don't know, and he won't
That's
say.
It's nice in here. It's safe.
He basically finally gets out, and he goes. And my crotch hurts here. Thank you, Critical S. That's the highest form of compliment. Well, finally, it comes down that what's going on. Well, actually, I should preface it this. We get him a third time. Only this time, he hasn't really been beaten too badly.
Okay.
But somebody apparently helped him along his way into an overdose.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this dickhead was cutting heroin that he was selling with strychnine.
Not good.
Please fill me in on what that is.
Strychnine killed our dog.
Strychnine is commonly used as...
The
strychnine is used as a rat poison.
It's an illegal rat poison.
It's nowadays
no longer legally available in Canada.
But
really?
Basically, it apparently, it's an old-time, basically, dealer's thing that basically you could use for cutting your heroin with, that and other things. And
great.
It was literally cut with apparently so much strychnine that a couple of people got extremely ill from his product and didn't like this and proceeded to take it out on him. Plus, there was also, I believe, that he might have owed some people some money. We never got the whole story.
Go figure.
We just got part of this from the cops when they brought him in, because we got him before he went to the county morgue.
Okay, but here's my... think he deserves it for doing that? Well, the only people that are going to be affected are
he
like...
He should be selling pure heroin.
Well, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, heroin. If he's basically selling drugs that hard... Now, look, I am a drug Nazi as far as that goes. I'm a fascist when it comes to basically drugs.
Zero tolerance.
No, I'm not quite zero tolerance because as far as I'm concerned, if you're into basically grass... Personally, that's no problem. If
just don't do it when you're driving, because it does affect your driving, you smelly bastard.
However, if you're growing you're a dealer, that feeds into organized crime. That's when I want to beat you to death with a baseball bat.
This is a side story.
However, when it comes to somebody dealing major drugs, I have zero sympathy. So, as far as I'm concerned, what I was saying before, it's just bleach in the gene pool.
Okay, but it's not justice when someone else who's particularly useless does it to me. It's just sort of useful.
Yeah, okay, I have to agree.
Not just, but useful. You know, they're all scum, and so it's good they're killing each other. You know,
it's like the gang wars down. When it's only them killing
But it's not
themselves.
Justice when a gang member kills another gang member. It's just useful.
Okay, like I said, I will agree with you on that. It wasn't like justice was really done. It was one scumbag killing another scumbag. I just said that he deserved it in the fact that, he's no longer on my planet and breathing my air.
But he still is, right?
Well, no, he's dead.
Really?
Like I said, he was brought in
with
an overdose.
Oh, okay, but an overdose doesn't mean...
Yeah.
That's true. Overdose doesn't necessarily
just
mean...
Just means you've had too much drugs.
That's true. Okay, he was DOA when we got him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Cold stone.
Somebody has to declare him dead, though, right?
I have to say that basically...
Is he dead?
All we basically got to do is I then got to basically bag his ass... Roll him into a shroud, put him on the tray, take him down, and put him into one of the
problem coolers. Solved. Click.
Yep. And that was the last time I saw him.
Really? He never came back.
No, never came back. I got to sign his ass in the book, and that was it.
Put that little stretchy thing over his toe, and
yep.